Welcome to Frontiers of Research, where we explore the cutting edge of mathematical discovery. I'm Antoni, and today we're diving into some fascinating recent developments in mathematical logic. We're joined by Dr. Rachel, our mathematical logic expert, and Josh, who'll help us navigate through these complex topics with insightful questions. Today, we're exploring three groundbreaking papers that have recently appeared on ArcSciv, each pushing the boundaries of different areas within mathematical logic. We'll be discussing duality theory, domain theory, and some fascinating results in set theory.
Let's start with the first paper. I see it's about duality theory for bounded lattices. Can you explain why this is significant?
Absolutely. The paper by Bejanishvili, Karai, and Mirandi is particularly exciting because it provides a comprehensive comparative study of different approaches to generalizing Priestley duality. Priestley duality is a fundamental tool in lattice theory, but it was originally limited to distributive lattices. This new work synthesizes various attempts to extend it to the non-distributive case, which has been a major open problem in the field. What's particularly innovative is their use of relations instead of functions to describe lattice homomorphisms. This allows them to create a unified framework that encompasses various generalizations of Priestley spaces. They've essentially created a landscape of categories that provides different perspectives on how to extend Priestley's original work.
This seems to connect interestingly with our second paper, which deals with domain theory and information frames. Rachel, can you bridge these topics for us?
Dieter Spreen's paper presents a fascinating generalization of Scott's information systems. The key innovation here is the relativization of the global consistency predicate. Instead of having one global notion of consistency, each atomic statement has its own consistency predicate.
That sounds intriguing. How does this relate to traditional domain theory, and what are the practical implications?
The beauty of this work lies in how it establishes categorical equivalences between domains, information frames, and CF approximation spaces. This unification helps us understand the deep connections between different approaches to modeling computational processes. It's particularly relevant for theoretical computer science and the foundations of programming language semantics.
Our final paper today takes us into set theory and analysis. It's about uniform continuity of monotone functions, with some surprising connections to cardinal characteristics of the continuum.
Yes, this work by Paul, Zakrzewski, and Zadomsky is remarkable. They've shown that it's consistent with ZFC that every non-decreasing function from 0, 1, to itself has some very nice uniformly continuous behavior on large sets. What's particularly interesting is how this connects to cardinal characteristics like D and C.
Could you elaborate on the significance of these cardinal characteristics and why this result is surprising?
The key insight involves the cardinal DAO, which is related to separating countable dense sets in the Cantor set. They've shown that DE equals the minimum of the ultrafilter number U and the dominating number D, which gives us a new perspective on these fundamental cardinal characteristics.
These three papers, while focusing on different areas of mathematical logic, seem to share a common thread of unifying different perspectives and approaches. Rachel, could you comment on this pattern?
Absolutely. What we're seeing here is a beautiful example of how modern mathematical logic operates. Whether it's unifying different approaches to duality theory, connecting different models of computation through category theory, or linking cardinal characteristics in set theory, the focus is on finding deep connections between seemingly different concepts.
Thank you, Rachel and Josh, for helping us explore these fascinating developments. For our listeners interested in learning more, full references to all papers discussed today can be found in our show notes. Join us next time for more exciting developments from the frontiers of research.